everyone, and welcome back to Coaching with Carrie live here on Blog Talk Radio. It's Friday again. How did that happen? The week went by unbelievably fast for me. Hope it did for you as well, and it was awesome and productive. And today, we are going to be talking about tactic number 8 here in the book called Shift. By the way, if you're just joining now in this coaching series, don't fret. You can go ahead and listen to all the past recorded sessions of this particular coaching series right here on my page on Coaching with Carrie on Blog Talk Radio. In fact, there's a ton of coaching series that you may have missed that you can go back and listen to at any time that you want. Bear in mind, most of these coaching sessions are 20 to 30 minutes, so they're great for in the car. You know, and they're not too long, but you can learn a lot from these coaching sessions, so I hope you're taking advantage of them, and I appreciate you very much if you are joining me live or on my recorded calls. Thank you, and I hope you're getting some value out of the coaching sessions. So as I mentioned, we are in the coaching series that I am doing right now that is based off of the book, the New York Times bestseller book called Shift, How Top Real Estate Agents Tackle Tough Times, written by Gary Keller, of course, and his team, Dave Jenks and Jay Papasan. And you guys know this. It doesn't matter if you're a real estate agent, your insurance agent, you're a mortgage loan officer, you own your own company, you're going to have shifts in the market that are going to impact you and your business, whether it's a seasonality shift, whether it's an economic shift. It's going to happen, and you need to be prepared fundamentally as a business owner. And the tactics we're talking about, although they are real estate related, for those that are in the real estate industry, you can apply these tactics in any industry and in any business that you own. And so today we're talking about tactic number 8. Of course, we've gone through tactic numbers 1 through 7 in the past. So if you haven't listened to those, please go ahead and do that, and then you can catch on up to number 8 here. All of these things you should be employing in your business today, whether it's a shifted market or not. By the way, the market's going to shift. It's already starting to. We know inventory is low. We know we can see some trends happening. And many of us have just gone through a seasonality shift anyways. And so what are we doing to stop the roller coaster ride that we're on as business owners, as entrepreneurs, as real estate professionals? What are we doing to stop the roller coaster ride? How do we get our business to be more consistent no matter the season? Really cut the seasonality out of it. You shouldn't have seasonality in your business. The top agents don't. Yes, some months are a little bit busier than others, but there aren't months where there's no business. There isn't this roller coaster, and the reason why is because they employ these tactics. They have the fundamentals down in their business. They get in the right habits. They time block the right things. They focus on the right activities, and they will have consistent business. And then when a market changes, whether it's for the good or the better or the worse, they are still able to be the top agent. And this is going to be the difference between you barely surviving or maybe not surviving and thriving in a shifting market or a changing market, and also just being the best you can be in a good market as an entrepreneur and as a real estate professional. So I, as you can tell, am super passionate about you employing these tactics. I hope you are. And if you haven't listened to tactics 1 through 7, please go back and do that and then start to do these things one by one in your business. It's going to make a huge difference. I truly, truly promise you that it will. So today, tactic number 8 is standing out from the competition, and it's talking about seller staging strategies. Here's the deal. We hear this all the time. What you see is what you get, right? It's a very common expression in our society. It's also the first half of one of the great truths in real estate. The other half, though, is and will pay for it. You see what you get, and you'll pay for it. Real estate buyers understand this, and they take it literally. They believe that what they see is all they get, and this determines all that they'll pay. The challenge sellers constantly face, then, is that very few people have the imagination to visualize beyond what they see. Most buyers are unable to envision how a property will look when it is in its best condition. Even if they could, they rarely see themselves doing it. So someone must do it for them. Smart sellers realize this and work hard to show their home in its very best light, and you as a realtor have to educate them on this. When the market shifts and fewer homes are selling, savvy sellers will recognize that their home must outshine the competition in every way possible, and they know that to make the house go, it must show, right? They know that in a shift, it's truly showtime, and you need to be the educator to tell them this is the fact. So whenever we say price is the number one issue in getting a home sold, what we're really saying is that its price must match its condition. And that's a great script, by the way, when you're talking to your sellers. Price and condition are intertwined, period. Priced right means priced right for what you get, and overpriced means overpriced for what you get. It's that simple. And so staging a home means showing off what you get in the home in the best possible way so the seller gets the best possible price, right? Staging a home is about dressing it up for success and highlighting its assets. So a seller should never ask if they should stage. This is simply the wrong type of thinking and really the wrong question. The question they should ask is, how should I stage? Staging is an essential part of the marketing process, and it can entice buyers to take a look and perhaps get hooked on a home. And this process of preparing a house to put it on the market, well, from simple cleanup and clean out to extensive repairs and improvements, always directly impacts how quickly a home will sell and therefore at what price. And in a shift, it may really determine if it even sells at all. That's the bottom line. So staging is really that important, you guys. For those of you that overlook it in your business, maybe today you won't any longer. In fact, a review of more than 2,800 properties in 8 cities at the time this book was written found that staged homes on average sold in half the time that non-staged homes did, and the sellers that staged their homes ended up with 6.3% more than their asking price on average. In other words, staging helps get sellers what they want most to sell their homes in the least amount of time for the most amount of money. Staging really stands out when you consider our earlier pricing discussion when we talked about this last week and the way we select comparable properties, right? In finding the right price, we attempt to make all the other variables equal: location, size, amenities, and condition. The first cannot be changed, right? The second is difficult to change, and the last two can be and should be changed anytime a serious seller wants to sell. And that is what we call staging: adding cost-effective amenities and improving the condition of the home. It could be cleaning, it could be painting, floor treatments, repairs, etc. But when a seller does this, one of two things happens. One, the house becomes more valuable than the other comparable properties in that same price range, right? Or two, the house gets moved into a higher price range category where it becomes the lowest price. But in either case, you guys, the house now has a better face value than its competition, and that is what a seller wants. That, if you talk to them about it, is why they will choose you to help them sell their home. You guys, beauty is in the eye of the buyer. That's just the reality in real estate. And oddly enough, while almost any seller grasps the necessity and sees the logic of staging a house in a buyer's market, far fewer see the necessity of staging their home at all. And after all, they've spent years and thousands of dollars fixing it, improving it, and filling it with all their favorite stuff. They have their own personal taste, and they decorate their homes accordingly, right? Well, frankly, that's how it should be when they're living in their home. It's their home. They should have it as they please, right? However, the moment a house goes on the market, a seller's personal taste must go out the window, and you need to tell them this as tactfully as possible, of course. It's now time to have it as a buyer pleases. Their house must now appeal to the largest possible segment of likely buyers, and in a shift, with fewer buyers to go around, this truly becomes imperative. So here's a tip. A picture is worth a thousand words, right? One of the most effective methods to convince a seller to go on the staging bandwagon is also one of the simplest. Go out there on the MLS, go out there on the internet, and see the pictures of a cluttered closet and versus an uncluttered closet, a cluttered kitchen versus an uncluttered one, and so on until you have the main areas of the house fully represented. And if you have before and after photos, that's even better. So if you use a particular staging company, if you stage yourself, show before and afters of properties you've worked with. Have this be part of your listing presentation, or at least part of the presentation once the person has decided to list with you. Either way, your seller needs to see it. So when it comes time to sitting with them, right, you're pulling them out, and you have a conversation like this. Mr. and Mrs. Seller, let me show you some examples of what I mean by staging. Good question. All things being equal, which rooms and ultimately which home will catch the buyer's attention? And show them the pictures. And invariably, sellers choose the pictures of the staged home, to which you reply, that's interesting. You have, in every case, selected the rooms of a home that was properly staged. I assume this means that you can see the wisdom and the value in staging yours as well. This is an approach that people respond to well, by the way, and I encourage you to think of this as a consulting session where you present the best possible information to help the seller make the best possible decision. You guys, you are a consultant in many different areas of the selling process, so you need to talk to them about this, and this is a great script and a great way to get them to buy into staging their property. and quite frankly, just not taking it personal that we ask them to make changes to their home when they think they've done a great job, obviously, decorating it in their own taste. And that can be a touchy subject, so this is a great way to bring this more into a non-emotional, non-personal way, but more of a professional way just to help them get what they want, which we've talked about is to sell their home in the least amount of time with the least amount of hassle for the most money, right? So as we mentioned, in any market, staging is important. In a shifted market, staging is imperative, and the professional agent will develop scripts to communicate that importance of staging to the seller according to their particular business model. Every agent should be able to perform basic staging, so if you don't, you need to learn that. And many agents choose to employ, you know, staging professionals, and some of them even have a stager directly on their staff. It's up to you, but you need to look into this if you haven't already. Whatever method is utilized, clear and persuasive scripts will lead the seller to understanding that staging is critical to selling their property. So a buyer's market is definitely a stager's market, right? That's good. Buyers are looking for a great deal, so the home they choose must look like a great deal. And buyers are looking for a great value, so the home they'll choose must look like a great value. The home must look like it's worth what the seller is asking. It has to, right? A seller won't get a second chance to make a first impression. That's the bottom line. Sellers are in competition with more homes than they care to count, and they want to come out on top. And you'll have to tour these competitive listings, right? Make notes of the look, the features, the amenities. Show them how the pictures online show of their competitors and what you guys can do to make the pictures online look better. What these houses have in common becomes the minimum buyers will expect from your seller. And if the seller truly wants to sell, they'll have to meet almost every expectation and they'll have to choose to exceed many. Remember that in any market, unless the price is absolutely and completely reflects it, buyers want great-looking homes in move-in condition. And this is the appeal of new homes and can't be ignored by a resale seller. It's always tough news for a seller to hear, and in a shift, this can be downright painful. Cash or the equity to borrow against is usually in short supply, and yet repair allowances rarely fly in a shifted market, right? That's just a bottom line. It's hard to ask a seller to spend money on repairs and cosmetics and then ask them to take a beating on the price. But if they're going to sell, they will have to execute the necessary dress-up. This is about getting the house sold at the maximum price the market will hear. If the seller can't do this, then they probably shouldn't sell, right? And you need to help them decide that, give them the information so that they can make the right decision. In the end, the cost of staging your home may not increase the price you get, but it may just get the house sold. And if that's their goal, you guys, that's what needs to be done. From curb appeal to closing the deal, the reality is this. Staging always follows the 3P2F formula. Plantings, paint, pictures, fixtures, and furnishings. If you follow this simple strategy and checklist, you're on the right path to successful staging as a basic, right? We just said agents need to at least be able to basically stage homes. We highly recommend, or I personally highly recommend, you then employing somebody that, you know, can go above and beyond the basics. But as you're looking at property, you need to be able to at least talk to these people about the basics. So remember, 3P2F formula: plantings, paint and pictures, fixtures and furnishings. So where to begin? Good staging works a little like a great novel. It grabs you on page one and doesn't let you go until the last page. That's the reality. Page one for a bestseller is the view from a drive-by. So the battle truly does begin with curb appeal. If the house isn't appealing enough on the outside to coax them out of the car, doesn't matter how beautiful it is on the inside. Paint and plants are the cornerstones of curb appeal and will do the trick every time. Plus, the cost can be minimal, so no owner should have permission to ignore the curb appeal. Because this same curbside view is almost always framed at the top of every internet listing page or promotional flyer, can make a huge difference in terms of first impressions online. Of course, who you use as a photographer, how that picture looks, the lighting, the angle of the home, all super, super important. You guys, the first showing is online right now for your sellers. You have to explain that to them. So you should be using professional photography on your list. Otherwise, you're truly not going to be in the game with all your competition. Or you need to become a professional photographer and understand how you can make your properties look the best. So curb appeal can also be a magnet attracting potential buyers to your home. It truly can. So staging starts at the street. Look at everything from simple lawn maintenance and landscaping to trimming back trees and shrubs to create better views of the house on the outside and possibly more light on the inside. Remember, if you cut some of those trees down, Does the house need power washing or a fresh coat of paint? Does the roofing need to be repaired? It's amazing how much the outside of a home reflects the TLC of the owner gave the interior. It really does, and that's the perception that the buyer is going to get. Sometimes you can tell a book by its cover, and whether or not it's fair, that's exactly what buyers do. Poor outside appearance is, for the most part, the sign of poor maintenance on the, and hidden problems on the inside, or at least that's what the buyer thinks. If the external appearance sends a negative message, then a potential buyer will look more closely at the inside of the house, expecting to find or possibly inventing some problems that will prevent the house from selling, right? From there, the drama generally unfolds along the lines of the buyer experience. They spend time at the front door while their agent opens the lockbox, so the layout of the proverbial welcome mat applies, you know, as well. So think about it as you walk through the house to stage it. Plantings, paint, pictures, fixtures, and furnishings will be what a potential buyer sees, as well as the house. The entrance area or foyer says a lot about the house. It's the first impression on the inside of the home, so make it count. Next in priority are the areas of the house that are the most important to the buyer: the kitchen, the master bedroom, and then the other bedrooms. Staging the house through these areas follows timeless wisdom. First and foremost, it's to make it inviting. The best stagers not only make the house look great, but also create a vision of what living in the home would look like for the buyer. From candles and place settings on the dining room table to a good book and reading glasses on a nightstand, the goal is to show and sell the experience, you guys, not just the house, the experience. Anything that would tend to dispel that vision must go. Personal items like family or wedding pictures can absolutely break the spell and often are the first things packed up. If it isn't necessary or doesn't add to the charm of the home, it needs to be removed and stored for the seller's next home. That's hard for some people, but you guys, the buyers are going to be hard to envision themselves in the home if all they see is another family's pictures everywhere in the house, right? The next thing is clean it up and minimize the clutter. That's why job one is boxing up as much as possible. Rearrange and remove furniture to create an impression of spaciousness and natural flow through the house, right? You know, I've seen agents back up a moving truck to haul away excess furnishings, and for sellers who have truly decided to sell, adopting this attitude signals a beneficial shift in attitude. The seller can psychologically move on, you guys, packing their things, turning over ownership of the house to the future buyer, and in the process, making it much more attractive and saleable. I've heard it described as hotel living. That's an accurate description, actually. The best hotels invite guests to feel at home. The house you have listed should say the same thing to any prospective buyer. Just remember, you don't have to be the one that does all the staging recommendations, like I said. If you can, then great, but if you have other options, go with those. While many agents are students of staging and enjoy that work of staging a home, many others choose to delegate it to their staff or another professional. There's no right or wrong answer. Since there's a cost to hiring a staging professional, most of the agents we interviewed recommended providing 1 or 2 hours of consultation as part of their listing package, most often paid by the agent at closing should the home sell, and then sellers always having the option of retaining the stager for more extensive consultation or to coordinate the work on their own. The advantage to having a third-party staging professional is that you don't have to deliver the bad news about any obvious clutter, precious knickknacks, or favorite furniture. But either way you must become their partner and their advisor in finding ways to accomplish the recommendations. You're their consultant, you guys, and it's the market that's telling them what must be done, not you. Staging accentuates the true value of a home, its notable amenities and features, and when done effectively can actually create value, you guys. This is what I'm trying to get through to you. The smartest and most experienced sellers know this and welcome the opportunity to enhance the value of the home and the odds of selling the home. And after pricing, it's the most effective way to get a seller's house shown and sold in a shifted market. Pricing and staging are the issues of the day in a shift. Think of them as a price war and a beauty pageant all rolled up into one. If your seller can master both issues, by the way they're going to master those is through you being the best consultant possible. They are going to win the battle and be crowned with a contract at the same time. You win their respect, you win their business, and you will win their referrals. And the truth that any seller must know in the end is that pricing gets you in the game, staging gets you the offer. So I hope you found that this session very valuable. I hear a lot of people talking about staging, what they should recommend to their sellers in terms of what they should do, how much money they should invest to get it sold. if you haven't become a student of this, this is something that you should decide that you might want to learn more about, because as a true consultant to a seller in any kind of market, this is going to bring huge value. It is going to help the process be more beneficial and more smooth for your seller, which in turn is going to help you grow your business, get more referrals, get more repeat clients, and truly become a master of your business. It's what's going to make you be the best you can be, and it's what is going to make that experience for your clients the best it can be. So it is really important to take a look at this if you haven't already, and either employ somebody that really knows what they're doing, or you need to become a little bit of a student of this for your own benefit as well as that of your sellers. So I want to give you a fun announcement. Monday, coming up this upcoming Monday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time, and by the way, Monday's date is the 8th, at 10 o'clock, I am going to be doing another live interview right here on Blog Talk Radio Coaching with Carrie with another top agent here in the state of Minnesota, and we're going to bring you some additional awesome tips on how you can be the most successful realtor possible, how you can have extreme growth in your business, because this person has done that. I'm super excited to interview him live right here on Blog Talk Radio. If you haven't listened to my last live interview from 2 weeks ago, it is recorded here on Blog Talk Radio, Coaching with Carrie. Take a listen to that live interview. That was super exciting. If you've ever thought about being on a team or even starting your own team, some great information and tips from that particular live interview. And again, this upcoming Monday, the 8th of February, 10 a.m. Central Standard Time, I will be doing my second live interview. By the way, every couple of weeks on a Monday at 10 a.m., I'm going to do live interviews with the top, top teams in the state of Minnesota. This is going to be another way for you to learn from people who are growing their business, who are succeeding at the highest level. And we're going to talk about different topics in all of these interviews. So I hope that you find them helpful and interesting. Remember, all of these are going to continue to be recorded. So if you can't listen to them on the day of the live interview, you can listen to them anytime and as many times as you want to thereafter. Thank you so much for always joining me here on Blog Talk Radio. I greatly appreciate it. Remember to find me on Twitter at CarrieHKW. You can find me on Facebook on Coaching with Carrie. I bring you a lot of great blogs as well there to help you and your business. And of course, reach out to me at carrieh@kw.com via email if you need a copy of any of the books that I'm doing my coaching series on. If you just want a free coaching session, just want to run something by me, I would love to help you in any way that I can. And again, I'll be back here next Friday as well at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time to do my Blog Talk Radio like normal. And we're going to move to tactic number 9 of the book Shift, which is Create Urgency, Overcoming Buyer Reluctance. This is going to be a good one, so I hope to see you there. Thanks, you guys. Make it a great weekend, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.